All right, this is Joe with the Frontiers Frontier podcast. I got some Star Trek news I'm going to be going over here, starting with. So what we have here is today's Star Trek Discovery announced. This is by glad.org. Star Trek Discovery announced that Season 3 will introduce the first non-binary and transgender characters in the history of Star Trek franchise. The non-binary character Audra is played by Blue DelBarro. I hope I said that correctly. I'm sure I didn't. While the trans character is, their name is Gary or Gray. I think it's supposed to be Gray. Is played by out trans actor Ian Alexander. Alexander is well known for his roles on Netflix, The OA, as Liv in The Last of Us Part 2. You can also go to glad.org and there's an interview with Blue DelBarro there. And she's very, very new. This is actually her first major acting role. So that's going to be really interesting. And I'm really glad, really excited for everybody who's that super important to. I definitely understand the importance of being able to identify with somebody on Star Trek. So I am really glad for those people. Very much needed. Some other Star Trek news is Season 1 of Discovery will be airing on CBS starting on September 24th at 10 p.m. So that's super exciting for everybody who has not had the opportunity to see Discovery because they either didn't want to pay for CBS All Access or just didn't have the opportunity to do so. So that's really super exciting. I'm really glad for them. Now we're going to go into the Episode 4 of Lower Decks called Moist Vessel. The summary is the Cerritos rendezvous with Captain Durango, the Tellarite captain of the USS Merced, which is a science class vessel, which is really cool because if you notice on there, they actually identify the science class with the blue striping on it, unlike the yellow with the Cerritos, which is really, since it's a engineering class or a support class, which is really nice. I'm glad to see that in the Lower Decks that they're designating the ships that way as well. To match like the crew colors or whatever, as like a science or medical for the blue or a yellow for engineering, that type. So anyway, while investigating a generation ship that was lost in space, the ship holds some terraform. They find out the ship holds terraform material that could change how the Federation colonizes uninhabited planets. The main story here it focuses around Captain Freeman trying to get Ensign Mariner put in a transfer, first by assigning her to the worst jobs on the ships, like cleaning the holodeck waste filters. The captain then promotes Mariner to lieutenant, trying to annoy her into transferring. The NC Mariner sees the Mariner annoying her mom, Captain Freeman, in front of an admiral, making for the one he says censors, to get demoted back to being an ensign. I really enjoyed the part with Ensign Tindy as well. Ensign Tindy is assigned to watch a new member ascending. She accidentally messes up, which turns out he was faking it to stand out in Starfleet. It was just something that he was trying to do to be able to make himself stand out. But then he ends up ascending anyway because he ends up sacrificing himself on one of the giant rock falls. From the terraforming material, almost crushing Tindy. But he ends up sacrificing himself to save Tindy, and then after the material gets cleaned up, he actually ends up ascending, which is really funny. It's a really great scene. You should definitely check that out. When you get the opportunity to do so, if you haven't already watched it, which hopefully you've already watched it if you listen to this podcast. The Ensign Bulmer story in this episode is great, trying to figure out why Ensign Mariner got promoted, not knowing that the fact is just that Captain Freeman is trying to get Ensign Mariner to transfer off of her ship instead of it looking like it's a good thing. It's really actually a bad thing trying to get her to transfer, but he doesn't know that. At one point, he gets called to the bridge, thinking of the fact that she got promoted because she keeps messing up, not realizing because they wanted her to transfer off the ship. But anyway, he ends up spilling coffee on Commander Ransom. It's really funny when that happens, in the middle of the red alert from the material, getting sucked up onto the ship. My favorite scene was in the background. You can see Boimler having a meltdown when he, because he's in the conference room when Boimler or when Mariner gets called up to the conference room for her promotion. It's like the funniest thing. That was the funniest scene to me. I also liked how Mariner kept the access card or access code for the replicator, so Boimler would be able to get access to the better food, even though she told him it's the exact same thing. He insists that it's not. Now, I did ask earlier for some questions on Twitter. I got one from at Yum Yum Podcast. The question was, they wanted to know which combo of new shows should have a crossover episode. And could we get the Picard crew in an animated form of Lower Decks or Lower Decks in live action on Discovery? Lower Decks is set 10 years, or actually, Lower Decks is about 19 years before Picard takes place. So there's possibility where you could see some of the characters from Picard, but I don't know about actually them being in those same roles. I mean, we might be able to see like Raffi before. Whatever, before season one of Picard, but I'm yeah, I'm not really sure. Picard would actually be still captain of the Enterprise E at this point, since it is set in 2380, so I don't see that likely. But I have heard rumors that they do want to set up a Star Trek universe, so there is a possibility, especially with Discovery being in the future. Now, Grant, we all know that somehow, Georgiou has to get back to the past in order for her to be in charge of Section 31, since she is supposed to be heading up the Section 31 show, if and when that ever takes off. So there is that. But yeah, I definitely could see something between Picard and Discovery, even though I think Discovery is actually now like 100 years past Picard, so that's not very likely either, unless somehow they get sent not back as far as they would like to go. So I'm not really sure. I don't think I honestly don't see how that would be possible, but you never say never, especially with Star Trek. Now, I did want to also send out some mentions about some podcasts that you should go check out after you finish listen to my podcast. Some of my favorite podcasts, one of the ones is Measure of a Man or Measure of an Episode podcast, based off of the There's look what they do is they take a look at episodes of Star Trek and see if it stands up to their criteria of what they consider what they consider it being Star Trek, or just if it's an episode of TV, or if it's just Star Trek but it's not very good Star Trek. So definitely worth it, worth listening to their podcast. It's really good. Another really good podcast to check out is Too Young for This Trek, and then it's got Star Trek podcast. Both of those are really good podcasts, or all three of those are really good podcasts. I definitely suggest checking out. And then also, I do want to thank everyone on Twitter for continuing to listen to this podcast and continue to support. And to all my new followers, I definitely appreciate all of you. Much appreciate or thank you for following me, and continue to listen, and have a great night. Bye.